I'm Gail Wilson, Digital Communications Coordinator with ODI. I'm here today with Jeremy Lefroy, NP, to discuss how aid for trade results can improve development outcomes. This week, together with the OECD, ODI and the Development Progress Team are co-hosting a conference which will discuss how to continue to deliver and improve aid for trade results in a changing international environment. Jeremy, can you describe from your own experience how you feel aid for trade has contributed to development progress so far?
Well, I think one of the major ways in which we've seen it is that countries are beginning to rely less on aid because they can gain more through tax revenues from the trade that they do, both internally and externally.
And recent evidence paints a very positive picture of the impact of aid for trade in economic performance. But we also know that there are a wide range of constraints affecting the ability to approve aid and development outcomes. Can you tell us a little bit about what challenges remain?
One of the major challenges that remains is infrastructure. In many countries, the infrastructure is poor, whether that's physical infrastructure or the governance infrastructure, and that comes as a bit of a hindrance to trade. So one thing that the British government, for instance, has been doing is looking at the ways in which those hindrances can be removed. For instance, in East Africa, there's a big program which looks at helping countries to improve their tax collection. And also at how to improve borders. What we often find is that, for instance, goods can stay for 1 or 2 days at borders, whereas with improvements, they can get through in an hour or two. That makes a huge difference in terms of the cost of transport and other costs, which obviously impact upon their ability to trade efficiently and effectively.
And in terms of next steps, how do you feel the Aid for Trade initiative can maintain its success in the years to come?
Well, I think it's by being practical. At the end of the day, trade is all about getting things done, and we don't want to be too theoretical. We want to look at what are the real blocks, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's the lack of revenue collection, which results from increased business and which is enables governments to put money into public services, or whether it's things like physical borders that get in the way of trade. So I think aid for trade has got to be practical, down to earth, and then it will succeed.